Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Michael Six are now safe from King LeBron. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. LeBron James may be the best player on the planet, but he doesn't play for the best team. And this is the difference in the debate over whether he is the greatest player of all time. The answer after he failed to win a fourth NBA championship is, no, he is not. The plus-minus metric was not available on Michael Jordan's day when he won six NBA finals and six trips in the 1990s. Every box score has it now, right next to the total points each player scored in the game. In Game 5, after the Cavaliers succumbed to a superior Golden State team, James was a minus 13 next to his 41 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists. Meaning, when he was on the court, the Cavaliers were outscored by 13 points. If you are the best player, you are charged with making everyone else on the team better, and James does not do that, or he needs better teammates. Kyrie Irving does because he sets up plays and scores himself. Irving had 26 points and 6 assists, but the Cavaliers were plus 4 during his 42 minutes. Dean Smith always said the MVP should go to someone on the winning team, and in this series that was Kevin Durant, who won his first NBA ring after his controversial move from Oklahoma City Thunder, where he lost in its only NBA Finals appearance. KD had 39 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists, but more importantly, the Warriors were a plus 18 over his 40 minutes of play. James is a transcendent talent who was asked too many times to win the game on his own. He passed up a probable game-winning shot in Game 3 and threw the ball to a teammate who missed a shot. In the clinch on Monday night, he hit 19 of his 30 shots while the rest of the team shot under 50%. Other than LeBron and Irving, the other Cavaliers just aren't good enough to stay with not only the best offensive team in the NBA, but one of the very best defensively, too. James is stuck on 3 rings and is already 32 years old. So the debate will go on, but it will move toward whether Cleveland needs to be a 3- or 4-headed monster, than 2 all-stars who are spectacular individual talents. During the offseason, you will surely read how James wants a better big man than Kevin Love and other scorers, passers, and rebounders to compete with a team that will be even more heavily favored to win again in 2018. This is Archansky. See you.